10 years ago, I moved into the retail area, and I took the engineering expertise to start with, which was in how you put electronics into an extremely hostile environment called a supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite the nice bit about retailers is they always want to be second.
Yes. Yeah.
Let somebody else take the pain. They want to be a close second.
Yeah.
Because whoever takes the pain suffers. There's been some quite dramatic. Because the other thing about retailers is that they are, their concept of a trial is do it in every supermarket in the country. Now, you want to do that in 6 months. You want to roll something out to 360 supermarkets. Yeah. Without closing the supermarket down. I mean, they are very much into the, and it's even worse now, but they're very much into the non-stop shopping idea.
Yes, yeah.
All right, so the idea that says, well, we'll just close the store down for a week while we put all the new IT stuff in, is no. Right?
Yeah.
You've got between 12 o'clock on Sunday night and 8 o'clock on Monday morning. You put it in and it works, and if it doesn't, you take it out again. The way we ended up doing it was to effectively take whole store's worth and build the whole store system up in a great big warehouse in Stevenage.
Yes.
And then literally pack the whole thing up down to the last 13 amp plug, put it on a lorry and just take it and dump it straight into